Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What are MP3 files and how do they work? A CD stores music using 44,100 digital samples per second, 16 bits per sample, and 2 channels for stereo sound. This means that a CD stores about 10 million bytes or 10 megabytes of data per minute of music on a CD. A 3-minute song therefore requires 30 megabytes of data on a CD. If you've ever tried to download files on the internet, you know that 30 megabytes is a big file. If you're using a slow connection to connect to the internet, 30 megabytes of data would take several hours to download. MPEG stands for the Moving Picture Experts Group, and they've developed compression systems used for video data. For example, DVD movies, HDTV broadcasts, and DSS satellite systems all use MPEG compression to fit video and movie data into smaller spaces. The MPEG compression system includes a subsystem for compressing sound. It's called MPEG Audio Layer 3, and we know it by its abbreviation, MP3. MP3 can compress a song by a factor of 10 or 12 and still retain something close to CD quality. So a 30 megabyte sound file from a CD reduces to 3 megabytes or so in MP3. When you download the MP3 file and play it, it sounds almost as good as the original file. If you wanted to, you could download an MP3 file, expand it back to its original size, and then record it on a writable CD so you can play it in a CD player. All that you're doing is converting back and forth between different formats to make downloading easier. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.